you will not be able to recover and grow. Weekly volume is a really bad metric to judge if you're doing something optimally. I get a lot of comments saying like, how much volume should I be doing per week? What's the optimal amount of volume per week? And most people give recommendations because it's really easy, but it's very wrong. What you need to optimize for is how much volume you can recover from and then still have time, energy, resources to grow from before that next training session. So if you train a muscle once per week, you can do a lot more volume because you've got a lot more time to recover before the next session. Whereas if you're training, like what I'm doing right now is I'm training each muscle 3 times a week. I've only got max 48 hours before I train again to train that muscle. So the amount of volume that I can do per session is much lower because I need to be able to recover and grow before the next training session. So when you look at that over the week, my volume right now is looking like 6, 7, maybe 8 sets max for each muscle per week. And most people will be like, that's so low volume. That's not enough volume. An argument could be made for that if I was training with less frequency, but we're not optimizing for the week of volume, we're optimizing for the post-workout period. Because if you say like 10 working sets per muscle as your weekly volume, split that into 3, you know, you should be doing 3-4 sets per muscle. But if you do that, you will not be able to recover and grow. You'll just be spinning your wheel by the time you train that muscle again.